This episode deals with subjects of domestic violence. Listener discretion is advised. Hi, I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Hunter, I'm hunting down everyone you sent after him. I don't know when it started for you, but for me, it was when you threw yourself a barbecue at Joey's place. That was odd to me. Throwing a get-together at someone else's home. He even joked about how he wasn't invited, even though it was his house. Some people may have told you to screw off. Others, like me, would have thrown you on the grill and served you up to all your friends and their plus ones. But Joey wasn't like that, was he? He just smiled and played along, unsure of how to react properly. Because he couldn't forgive himself for offending someone who was being nothing but offensive. But hey, it takes all kind in this world. Though we could do without your kind, couldn't we, Hunter? That day at the barbecue, you were on the grill, pretending to be boyfriend of the year, and Joey was walking around, mingling with the guests, your guests. People kept commenting on how you two made the cutest host. I plastered on a fake smile and daydreamed about what I'd do to you. They saw you grilling and walking over from time to time to give Joey a peck with a protective arm around his shoulder. I saw that he was trying very hard not to talk much to any of the other men whose looks you'd feel threatened by. I began to count the seconds because I noticed it seemed like you gave it the same amount of time before walking over to show some unsuspecting guy you were in control. I saw how Joey tensed up before you walked over, just by how you put the spatula down a little harder than usual, like a warning bell. I saw him get jumpy before you both walked inside, but not before you turned the music up and took a discreet look back to see who noticed you. They were occupied with full mouths, eyes on their phones. They didn't notice, didn't care. But Joey was my best friend, so I waited a moment and pretended I was walking to my car. I headed around the front as I heard the commotion of things breaking, Joey apologizing, and you raising a threatening hand to hit him. You weren't the one who was really afraid, but for reasons you didn't know about at the time, you should have been. I tried talking to Joey about it while you weren't there, of course, and he did what many abuse victims do. He said it was fine, took up for you. I tried using the hotlines, but realized they weren't going to give me the help I wanted. Writing it out now, I see how selfish that was. It should have been about him, what was truly best for him and no one else. But I had to protect him my way instead. I was angry and didn't truly think about how complicated these things were. That is why I didn't properly think my next move through. I thought it was good of me to keep him safe by sitting outside the house and waiting to help out if it started getting heated again. I stayed out there for days. It seemed fine for a while. And then it started up early one morning. You were both near the door. You pushed past him and walked out, and he ran after you as you beeped open the door to his car. You tried to take the keys out of his hand. I heard Joey say something like, "If you want to go, then go, but not with the car I pay for." And you then turned to face him with a clenched fist, veins popping out of your neck. It was all he needed to see. A not-so-gentle reminder of how you'd treat him if you didn't get your way. He backed off and left you to take his car. He went back inside, and I wanted to run and console him, but instead, I thought he would be consoled better with knowing it was all over. So I went after you instead. I can't help but wonder, before I ran you over 4 times, did you feel death coming? Did you know I was your personal angel of death? When I would give you dirty looks, did it make you think, yeah, one day she'll kill me? Or were you too far arrogant, too far gone up your own butt to think anyone could take you out? As I sit writing this in my garden, it's nice knowing you're several feet underneath my tulips, but sometimes I wish I could dig you up and strangle the life out of you. Joey has been fighting with your family and close friends, which I don't see how you managed to get any of those, because they suspect he is the one that killed you. That's where more of my guilt comes in. Okay, that's the only place any of my guilt comes in. I wanted him to get rid of his devil, not add on 20 more who just want to cause harm. I gave him a serious offer to run away. I would pay for it and everything, and he could put this all behind him. You know, have a fresh start. But no, he wanted to face his accusers. I swear you never deserved a man that loyal and honest. I offered to pay for his defense team. He wanted to take care of it on his own without any of my help. He's distancing himself from me. I think he knows. And that's fine. I just hope his next boyfriend is nothing like you. My garden is starting to get full.